This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We have Chris in the studio with us and Brian as well. How are we doing today, guys?
Another one in the books, Chris.
Hey, you know.
Another one in the books. What do you think, Chris?
I think it doesn't matter what I think.
So what's going on? Do we have, who do we have? Do we have,
We're going to have Nick on.
Nick.
Yeah. Yes, and let's do a little shout out for Frank's Pizza. He's the one who gave us the food for today, which is delicious. We have pizza and calzone, and he has a full menu, and he's located over at on Virginia, 1600 Virginia Street, Dunedin, Florida. You can also give him a call. He has free delivery at 727-216-6963, and they're open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11 p.m., and on Sunday from 12 to 9 p.m. And like I said, they have a full menu, and they have beer and wine, and their food is delicious.
And it's called pizza in restaurant. And like in New York, we'd call it a pizza pie, right? We'd always say, let's get a pizza pie.
Yeah.
And then when I came down here, no one ever says that. They just said pizza. And then if you look at his website, it's frankspizzapies.com.
That is true, because Frank does New York-style pizza.
Yes, and we got the big Ed coming in the studio.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Ed.
Well, I had to do something for Frank.
Thank you.
Well, no, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Frank, actually. Maybe I did. Maybe he was here once.
Yeah.
But I just want to let everybody know out there that when you find a place and it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So I think through you, we actually... My wife and I ordered from Frank's one time, and we haven't switched to anybody else since.
All right.
So that's
very good,
right?
See
that?
That's awesome.
Did you catch what he said there?
Because of us.
No.
Well, I would say because we
sure, the right
introduced
part.
Him but no, to Frank's.
But that's good, too. I'm just saying, like, what you're saying is important. But he said, I haven't switched.
Yeah.
So what it was, maybe the coupon gets people to try it. And I try to sell people on that idea. In other words, I can get someone to try your food, but the key, what Ed said, was the key.
Oh yeah, because he keeps
put out
them
a good.
Back.
He keeps them coming back.
Yeah,
he didn't switch.
Yeah, we don't even discuss who it's coming from. You know, we just say who's going to make the call to Frank's, which I don't need to be eating pizza, but you have to. I think it's you have to once in a while.
Yes,
we should get
I
a
agree.
Copy of this I show, agree. This one particular show, because we always talk about Frank's, but you couldn't even make up what he just said.
Absolutely not.
That is just like perfect.
Yes. No, I mean, because, you know, you try a lot of places and you spend a lot of money and you're not satisfied. And you say, why didn't we just go to where we always go? You know, then people accuse you of being repetitious or whatever. Right. But, you know, when you find something that works, you stick with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I know what I'm going to get when I get Frank's.
All right. So what do you
I learned a few things about Frank's. Don't ask for extra garlic. Don't ask. Because... I can smell the driver when he pulls up.
All right. So,
or he even gets out of the car.
But there you go.
Just get his pie regular, and even if it's just pepperoni, but you'll like other stuffs on it. And, you know, I don't know about this New York style or whatever, but this is what I like.
Where are you from originally?
Well, I won't admit it, but I was born in New York.
Oh.
I mean, I lived there till I was 11 years old. So, I
so
mean,
you are a New Yorker.
Well, come on. I was out of there before I could even get the accent down. You
they
know?
Say your personality is done by... The time you're 8 years old, you're a New Yorker. No wonder why you're arrogant.
No,
no,
Brian's
seriously.
A New Yorker.
Okay. You are arrogant. You've been known
not
to be
arrogant. Yes, you are. No, I'm not arrogant.
We just figured it out.
I'm not arrogant.
All New Yorkers are. We just figured it out. We just did a psych. Chris, get on this. Help us out.
It's okay. I'm a masshole. You can be as arrogant as you want.
Oh, my gosh. Right. So we have Nick joining us on the line.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey,
how are
you? You ever been to Frank's?
No, not yet, my friend.
Well, he has appetizers, of course, soups and salads. You can do side orders.
Where is he located?
1600 Virginia.
It's in Dunedin.
It's in Dunedin. Right off, it's off of Keene in Virginia.
Yeah.
Got it.
Or is that considered Keene or County Road 1 right there?
He's facing Virginia.
He faces Virginia, and the plaza is sort of got a little
Incorporated Clearwater or anywhere in Dunedin, he's going to deliver to
you. Oh, sure.
And then he has specialty pizzas, too. Fresh pasta dishes, of course.
Calzones.
Subs from the grill. The sandwiches, cold sandwiches, everything. He has desserts.
Will he come up to Palm Harbor to deliver?
Yeah, to you he will.
Oh, what a nice
Or you can meet him halfway.
Meet him halfway.
That's fair enough.
I'd drive halfway.
But you guys can actually go there. He's dining. He has a real nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and Christy could dine in there.
Yeah, we could. Maybe we will.
I'll give you a coupon.
All right.
Now, we have Renaissance tickets. We have fairground tickets, official. I actually might want to take these tickets here.
We might fight over them.
I went already. I went.
I know.
Did you go to the Renaissance?
No, I went to the fair.
Fair, okay.
It was kind of neat. What do you get when you go to the fair?
A lot of junk food.
Fried everything.
Fried everything, right.
Funnel cake
is good.
How about a red candy apple?
Oh, I love those, too.
My teeth aren't as good as they used to be, but red candy apples are good.
I'm going to tell you this, because I know, because if you say truthfully, that means everything else you say is a lie. So what I'm going to say is truthfully, just so I know. So there was a Mexican guy that really, I said to him, he made me the sauce. I said, no, more. I was thinking more onions. He made me a big sandwich. You know what he did? He grabbed another sausage.
Uh-oh.
Doubled up on the sausage, put more onions on it. I tell you, I've never got a bigger sandwich in my life.
Wow.
And guess what? I ate it all.
Yeah, Brian.
Shame on you.
Sausage and onions.
He recognized you, Brian. And saw that you were a man that appreciates good eating.
And I wish Tony could come back. So the guy is giving out at the end, you know how they close out? Free steak.
Free steak. Yeah.
So, of course, the sucker that I am, I walk over there and the guy gives me a little piece of steak. And it was great, though. Huh. They marinate it. And then I said, okay, I'll take it to go. I'll take one to go.
Usually, every year, there's a new fried food to the batch. I don't know what it is this year.
I don't know what it is this year, but they fry everything.
Yeah.
I went with Brian's daughter 1 year, and she tried fried Kool-Aid, believe it or not, fried Pepsi. I'm like, what do you mean? Apparently, they must just put it in the dough and fry it, because it didn't taste like too much, honestly. But isn't that crazy? We had a fried Snickers, fried Oreos, and a fried Twinkie, which actually was delicious. Fried Twinkie was good.
I think we can all agree, though, the craziest is when they start making cheeseburgers and the bun is donuts.
Oh, I've seen that. I don't know about that.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You take like a glazed donut, you put a cheeseburger on
right?
it, and then you put a glazed donut on top.
Yeah, you stand there and you look at it and you go, oh, God, and then you take a bite and you go, oh, it works. Yeah.
You know, I've heard that from a lot of people.
Just like chicken and waffles.
Now,
I have never understood that. And then I had it. I was like, wow, it works.
You know, yes. I like the chicken and waffles because I like the syrup on the chicken, which I don't know.
And you know what? The thing is, I can't remember where I had it.
I had it in Atlanta.
Well, I can't remember where I had it. I don't know if I was drunk or what. I don't know. I don't remember where I had it.
There's few things that I like sweet on, I guess, but bacon I can have syrup on.
Yep.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, sausage.
Bacon goes with everything.
Yes, sausage I can put, you know, syrup on. Yeah, bacon. Bacon goes with everything. You are right there. Mm-hmm. Which at the fair, they also have this deep fried chocolate bacon thing.
Oh.
No, I'm not sure about the
chocolate and the bacon.
You know,
I don't know
pigs
about that.
Pigs give their life for the Florida State Fair every year.
Right?
Wow.
Yes.
I had an uncle one time that was a member of the circus. And he passed away as an older man. I mean, he would do the horses and the wagons that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he was an old carny buff.
Wow.
Well, I think there's a difference between a circus and a fair.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know as far as, you know, status-wise goes, but I think there's a little bit of difference there. I don't know.
I had another friend that ran away with the circus, too, at 12 years old.
Really?
Yep. He was, and let me tell you, I met him in later life. What? We're still in contact today, and he still makes you laugh every minute. He's a pleasure.
Well, that was a good job for him.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. So are you going to be checking out the fair this year, Nick?
I don't know.
You got till Sunday to decide.
What's that?
You have till Sunday to decide.
Ooh, okay. Well, I better get my act together.
Yep.
Okay. We'll give it a whirl.
Awesome. And we also have the Renaissance Festival mm-hmm. coming up. This
weekend, and then it runs through April. It's every weekend through April.
Yeah, I like the Renaissance.
That's more my style. I've never been, but the ambiance of the Renaissance Festival is very intriguing.
Beer and the bustiers, I think. That's the ambiance of the Renaissance Festival.
It's a lot of fun, though. It kind of takes you back. Always, when I'm there, I always think how honestly awful it must have been to live during that time. I mean, you know, there was no running water,
right?
No electricity, the things that we just take
no
for
internet?
Granted.
Oh my God. you know, actually, the Renaissance Festival started here in Largo. I mean, it used to be in Largo at the old fairgrounds. I don't even know if the old fairgrounds are still there.
There's a park or something back then.
Yeah. Is that Largo Central Park now?
Yeah,
maybe that's
where they have the train and stuff at Christmas.
That's right. That's right. But I remember, in the 80s, I think it was, the Renaissance Festival was there every year.
That's awesome. I saw pictures I was talking to one of the people that worked there, and she was like, yeah, we moved over to Mosey, but used to be in Largo.
They jumped around to a few places, and they settled in on Mosey. So.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's in a consistent spot, and I think it does well every year now.
Yeah.
Now it's consistent.
I think we should have a call-in. Now, I am not, I just can't understand, or I don't understand, the turkey leg all by itself.
Well.
That's rugged, dude. Yeah.
It's smoked, though, and it tastes, like, so different than what you think a turkey leg would taste like, and it is, like, a whole different experience.
Okay.
It actually almost tastes more like ham to me.
Yeah. I don't know who eats it faster, you or the flies. I mean, when you're walking around with that thing. I mean, you're walking around with this big old leg, you know, and the fly, you're fighting the flies for a piece of it, and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so big.
I don't
never have enough napkins.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty messy.
Maybe the fair should start deep frying turkey legs.
You know, maybe they should. I'm surprised they don't.
They're probably like, that was years ago. That's the 90s, you know.
They probably are deep fried. How else would they cook them?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I think they smoke them.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Maybe they put chocolate on them.
You never know.
Chocolate
wrapped in bacon would be fun.
Right? Now wrapped in bacon. Hey, I could work with
what
that.
What about turkey leg a la mode? Right.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I don't know. I bet there's somebody out there that likes that.
Somebody's mm-hmm. gonna dip a turkey leg in ice cream and try it later.
Bound to happen.
I don't know.
And they'll say it works.
Right?
The word will be Eureka.
Yes.
And it'll be the big thing for next year.
Well, all the fried stuff that they have, sometimes I'm amazed that it sells year after year, honestly. Yeah. But apparently somebody's buying it.
Well, not to go back to the circus point of view, but there's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-mm. I think a lot of the kids must like the fried stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the adults.
I love it.
Yeah,
but
the adults scoff at it.
I draw the line at fried Pepsi. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The other thing too is it's easy. It's easy.
Oh, sure. It's
so
super easy.
And they can.
I mean, honestly, after I was at the fair the first time that I tried the fried Twinkies, I had to go home and try it myself. The key is you have to have your grease super, super hot because otherwise it soaks up all the grease and it's so.
It's nasty.
Yeah, but I discovered a new thing that I love with it, which is a strawberry shortcake with fried Twinkies.
Ooh,
it's good.
What?
Yeah.
Well, strawberry shortcake's good anyway.
This is true. It's one of my favorite desserts. So with the fried Twinkie, though, it was real good.
We got our first strawberries of the year the other day, and I haven't tried them. But after this conversation, guess what I'm going to do?
You're going to make some strawberry shortcake.
Oh,
awesome.
Yep.
Well, I like it, yes. Like you said, it's good every way. I like it with the homemade shortcake. I like it with the cheap ones you buy at the store.
Oh, yeah.
I like it with, actually, probably my favorite is pound cake.
Absolutely.
Yep. I like the pound cake.
Whipped cream or ice cream?
Honestly, I like both. I mean, if you're going to indulge, you might as well do it all the way.
Exactly.
Yes. But I like the whipped cream. I mean, I could do without the ice cream sometimes, but
depends on
just
your mood. What mood are you in?
Yes.
I mean, it's just like everyday activities. What's your mood?
Oh yeah.
If it's a good positive mood, you will eat into a great for a great day.
That's very true.
Simple
I remember me and my grandma when I was little, we used to go to a strawberry patch and pick the strawberries.
Yeah.
And I think I definitely know that I ate more of them than I picked it to save.
Sure.
She never said anything though. I remember I would pick probably maybe a quart and probably ate two.
Hey, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, I love strawberries.
Yep, me too. One of my favorites.
Yep, we used to go blueberry picking and raspberry picking. It's good memories that I have with her.
You know, until I lived up north for a while, I didn't realize what a nasty plant blueberries grow on.
Oh, yeah, they're very sticky.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally used to pick them wild, and to get to them, like you could see them. But the jaggers, the jagger bushes would be so thick around them that, I mean, I would be tore up. I would have little holes all over my legs, my hands, my arms, just to get to the berries to pick them.
Well, maybe get somebody call in and explain to me what a jagger bush is.
Oh, well.
Don't go there. Maybe somebody will call in.
Well, actually,
I could always ask you.
We have Alan on the line. Maybe Alan knows. Alan?
Right. Yes.
How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So Nick and I were just talking about jagger bushes. Do you happen to know what that is?
Jagger bushes? I never heard of a jagger bush. Maybe they're at Mick Jagger's house. I guess that's what you'd call them, right? Jagger's bushes.
Right? Excuse me. Well, let's see. It is actually, okay, you know what roses are like?
Yeah.
With the pointy, I don't know what thorns to call them. The thorns, yes.
Yes.
Well, up north, everybody calls, like, they have bushes that are around, like, the blueberries, raspberries, things like that. So we call them a jagger bush.
Yeah, I never heard that.
All right, Alan, let's talk a little bit about Alan's Barbershop. So where are you guys located?
Yeah. We're in Dunedin, Florida, by the 2160 Main Street, right by the Walmart grocery. And our haircuts are $9 for seniors, $11 for regular. And if you're tired of getting bad haircuts, come over and get a haircut. We also fix those free haircut deals, too.
All right.
These other places we're offering free haircuts, we fix those.
You know, you're actually located. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're on the line with Nick, who is actually in the very same plaza as you over at Fantastic Sam's.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Not much, man.
How you been?
Oh, pretty good, brother. I'm sorry I haven't seen you in a while, but stuff happens.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Are things peaceful at the plaza today?
I'm not there today. I'm out.
Me neither.
You guys are playing hooky today.
Yeah.
All right, so Alan is located at 2160 Main Street, Dunedin, and you can give a call at 727-736-0452, and you take walk-ins. You don't have to have an appointment, right?
Right.
And again, they're located right in Dunedin on Main Street in the neighborhood Walmart Plaza. And right in the same plaza as Fantastic Sam's. Tell us a little bit about Fantastic Sam's, Nick.
Well, Alan, we are good neighbors. And I imagine we'd share some customers. Alan has been there forever. And so have we. So if you want to go to a plaza that is concerned about you, takes care of you, come to the Coastal Plaza Shopping Center. We're at 2134 Main Street, and a couple of three doors down from Allen, right in the, Walmart Shopping Center.
Grocery
mm-hmm. store. You got it. So come on by. I bet you'll have a great experience.
For sure.
Yeah, they can get perms and colors at Nick's, and we do flat tops and fades and everything over at mine.
You know, I never realized until I got together with Christy that a flat top takes you got to know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, it's a precision haircut.
Man.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Now, is a flat top like a military haircut?
Not necessarily, but yeah, a lot of the military guys have.
Yeah. So, is...
And if you want long curls with pretty colors, or things like, what do you call it? We do everything there. It's 2134 Main Street. Phone number, 785-5349. Come on by and say hello to either Alan or Christy.
All right. Yep, you guys are neighbors. We actually have a lot of clients in that plaza. That's a pretty good plaza. And then you guys can stop over and have lunch at the Ivory Bistro.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, they have really good food. Have you guys been in there recently?
Oh, yeah.
Because they have a new owner probably as of the last maybe like 4 or 5 months, and it is really, really good. I think the best orange chicken that I've ever had, they have over there.
Well, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yep, very, very good. And they deliver, too. So, guys, come down, get your haircut at Allen's, and the ladies can go over to Fantastic Sam's.
I like it.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alan. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
That's about it. Everyone have a good day. If you like a lot of laughs, too, we got... Really cut it up in the barbershop too.
All right.
Sure.
Yes.
Get a great haircut and a lot of laughs.
For sure. Thanks so much, Alan, and you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. All right, Nick.
Yeah, Allen's is a pretty neat place.
Yeah, it is.
There's, let me think, Dan works there, and what I think Sue has been there forever, too.
Yeah.
They're nice people.
Yeah, real nice people. And they always are joking in there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Dan, he really likes Brian. They go back and forth. Every time I see him, he always lets him have it.
I bet.
Yeah. How's it going, Alan?
Oh, he just hung up.
Who did?
Alan. We're talking to Nick still.
Oh, that's good.
And we were talking about them being neighbors. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're two different things. Like a barbershop is not a hairstylist place. A hairstylist, they're more of a finesse. They deal with women. They deal with color, perms. Alan doesn't do any of that.
Nope.
So they do cut hair. But even in the Depression, people still had to get haircuts.
Oh, sure. Everybody always has to get a haircut.
Right.
Do you think that's where the bowl cut came from?
I don't know. Did you go to the mailbox today?
I did not. How come?
Okay, because I was just on the phone with Jerry, and he said he mailed us out a check. And he thought that's why I was calling him.
Oh, well, I knew him and Charlie were going to be mailing out checks, actually.
Okay.
Is that a subtle hint to Fantastic
Sam's? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic Sam's. Let me just tell you something. If I took my... You got to take friendship with money. Money-wise, you're not our highest-paying customer.
Huh?
No.
Oh.
But friendship-wise, I would say that probably.
Wow.
I don't think I like anybody more than Nick and Christy.
You're killing me, pal. But I thank you very much for your friendship and your kind comment.
Now, I'm going to do a commercial. Actually, you know what we should do? We have Noble Wholesale Tires, new and used automotive repair. You're the guy. Could you do a commercial real quick, design something for him, and then with music and all that like you normally do? Because we do pay you in pizza.
Chris does a good job.
Yeah. Or you want us? Do you want to just do it just on the cuff, on the fly?
Wait a minute. I don't know the man or his business.
We're gonna have Chris do it, actually.
Yeah. Well, then what we want you to do, okay? We have some free Renaissance tickets here. We're gonna be giving away. We also have the Florida State Fair ground tickets to give away. We also have Lightning tickets for the hockey team to give away.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
So we got all these, and they're all, and they say right on it, complimentary of the radio show.
Okay.
All right.
How do they do that? How do they get that printed on there?
Because I think what happens is, because this one says like media complimentary, like all the radio stations and the, you know, local places that do giveaways and things like that.
No, that's not, it's only the Brian Cash.
That's right. Because you got to figure, because now I just said Florida State Fairgrounds, right? Yeah. So they got me to say it on the air by giving me the tickets.
Oh, sure, but that's why they do the complimentary
one. And then I got the Renaissance Festival. I got a bunch of them. Boy, we got about 100 of those.
Count me in.
You know, they're $20 a ticket.
I know, and you know what? Nick's never been to the Renaissance Festival.
No, they're $20 a ticket, Nick.
Yeah.
And I have over 100 here, so that's over $2,000 worth of tickets.
That's a gift. Okay. I don't want them all, please.
And then the fairgrounds and stuff like that. So we're going to be giving away tickets. Anybody call in to 441-3000, just give us your name, and we'll mail you out some tickets. That's 727-441-3000.
We can just count the bell rings.
Yeah.
And that way we can then go back to the...
See the phone?
Oh, look, the phone is ringing.
The phone is ringing.
We got tickets.
Oh, my God. Seriously, Nick, there's got to be like about 8 phone calls. The phone.
Are you kidding me?
No, seriously. That's we can see the light flashing.
The whole production room is lit up.
Oh, my. All the people?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That is kind of neat. But anyhow, that's what happens when you give something away for free.
All right, you gotta give a shout out to Rob. He just scored himself 2 tickets to the Renaissance.
All right, Rob, we gotta get your contact info.
Rob,
thanks for listening.
We'll actually put Rob on.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, let's talk to Rob. But all the other people just get their names and phone numbers. We're not gonna put everybody on.
Rob, you there?
You there, Rob?
Yeah, Brian Cashclaws. I'm a big fan of your show. I've been listening to you for years now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you got tickets to the Renaissance Festival.
Sounds good, Brian.
What I'll do is I'll send a picture of me.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm looking for someone to run my fan club. Rob, you interested?
We have one member. We have Rob.
If you Brian,
great job.
Brian, if you found somebody to run your fan club, you would have just as many people running it as you had in it.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
Rob, you interested in the job? It pays.
Yeah, Brian, I'm interested.
Yeah, you're interested? Okay.
Brian pays in food.
Have a great show, Brian.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, Nick, you want to be in my fan club?
Absolutely. I wouldn't think of anything but.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rob.
Thank you.
That was something, huh?
So, wow, we have 2 people in your fan club, and it just started 2 seconds ago. That's pretty good.
It's doubled in numbers.
That's right.
In a matter of seconds.
What happens, Nick? See, this is what happens to me, Nick.
What happened?
Remember the last time you were here, I start to get, like, into, like, my manic state.
Oh, yeah.
That other day, like, when you drove me home, I felt so bad, like, when I came to, like, about, like, 3 hours later, because I was still manic for about 3 hours after I dropped you
off. Oh, my God.
But I came to like about like 7 o'clock, and then I realized I said that Nick must really think I'm a jerk.
Oh, stop it!
Yeah,
I'm a member of your fan club. What the?
Oh, Nick is awesome.
Yes, you're the number 2 fan. Rob is number 1.
Oh, I understand.
You're not number 1, Nick.
So what about this? We give everybody 2 tickets in the fan club.
Everybody gets tickets.
Yeah. It'll be
unbelievable.
Wait a minute. You didn't plan this properly. We should all get together and be there on the same day.
Oh, oh that would be fun.
With signs and banners.
Oh, my God.
And red carpet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, another call-in. Look.
Oh, no.
It's another one. Cussie, who is it? Not saying. We got another one. We got another fan. Yep. Who's number three?
I don't know.
You want to join the fan club? Call
join the fan club.
727-441-3000. You can join the fan club. Get free Renaissance tickets. Free Florida State ground tickets. Anyhow, the best prices in town is Noble. He's a wholesale tire, new and used, automotive repair. He's right there at 1755 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, Florida. The phone number there is 408-5155. It's Lawrence, man. He's the man.
He is the most awesome, nicest, genuine person ever.
A southern drawer.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's real honest, though, you know.
He's a southern gentleman.
He is a gentleman, and he is noble.
Right, and he's noble. But why is it, too? It really is true, though, like from my experience, that the southern people are real. I'm from New York, so. But southern people tend to be more honorable.
I would just say it's how people are raised.
Right.
You know?
It's how people are raised.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something, Brian. My daddy, knew your daddy, and when they were both in the Senate together, they used to help each other. Oh. They would help each other. And now, you need a favor. But don't worry, Brian. I'll take care of you as long as you look at this matter for me.
Exactly.
Brian. Yeah.
There is something to that.
Huh?
There is. One hand washes the other.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, it is. You know, on my tape that I listen to a sales tape. It's called The Greatest Salesman in the World. And what he says on the tape, I have more fun, enjoy more financial success when I stop trying to get what I want and start helping other people get what they want. And the wonderful lesson of this paradox is that you make more money when you think of others. The opposite of what people think. What do you think about that?
Sincerely. I ain't a rich man. Neither is my sweetheart, Christy. No, she's certainly not a rich man. But a rich person. But you know what? When you put the physical wealth that you get from being involved with people on a daily basis, It flows, man. It's like a wave, and it gets bigger, and it's peaceful. If you look at it in that respect, you know, if you're kind to others, man, that karma comes back. There's no doubt in my mind.
Right on the tape, it says, "Join the smile and compliment club."
No, I like that.
Right. And then what happens is I noticed, like, I'll give you an example at the fair. And I wish Tony was here and Alila and Liberty and stuff. So Mr. Banks, it was his name because I remember it, got me to come over and get a free sample of Stank. Right. So I said, Mr. Banks, you got a nice smile. And I said, you're going to really hook me up, aren't you, buddy? And I tell you what, I'd like to talk to your boss and let him know that the only reason I'm here is because of you, Mr. Banks.
Okay.
Free samples. I kid you not, he put $20 worth of, if I bought it at the store, $20. But you got to remember, it was closing, so he was just going to, I guess, maybe throw it away. But they were just, he just scooped it up. So I was like, oh, wow, man. And then Tony's in the background saying, oh, you could put another scoop in, Mr. Banks. Because we knew his name, right? And guess what he did? He put another big scoop in.
How about that?
Then he filled it with mushrooms on top of it and onions. And I kid you not, it weighed about 4 pounds, right?
Wow.
That's steak. I know that's not the right example. But the example is we were kind to him. We complimented him. We had him laughing.
And expected nothing in return.
And let him know the reason we were there buying is because he was screaming out, free samples. You know, so instead of them throwing it away, I don't know, that's not the right example. But the point is that by being kind to him, I did have a motive. right? Because I wanted him to put more steak on. You could look at it that way.
Wait, was it steak or was it sausage here? Because now I'm completely confused.
Well, no, apparently he ate twice.
The
he
sausage,
sausage
too. I
and steak.
I took it to go. If you heard me at
you
the end
went
when the fair
to
was
the fair, and you had sausage and steak. Man, you are a doctor's dream.
Oh. But the point is that if you really are kind to people, though,
right,
even though I had a motive, you could look at it as a tactic, right? But really, when it becomes a philosophy of life, right, and you really mean it from your heart, the language of the heart. And you really are just generally kind to people and are considerate and do care. I guess that's the word. You care, right? When you care for your fellow man, fellow woman, and you really care and have their best interest, I believe like a dog senses fear, I believe that people can sense that.
Of course. And you know what?
And you got to be sincere, though, because sometimes I go overboard.
Well, you know, the person that you're actually being kind to, let's just say you're at the grocery store, right? And somebody's having a hard time putting something in their cart, let's say, and you help them. You don't know how much that may mean to that person. You know, maybe they're having the worst day ever. Maybe they earlier that day were contemplating suicide. Like, you just don't know how a kind word can actually affect someone. So that's why you should be kind to everyone.
Yep. Don't.
And then hurt people hurt people.
That is true as well.
So in other words, like you see on the opposite side of the coin, right? If someone's hurting inside, what they're going to do then is in turn hurt other people. So then instead of being upset with them, you can even like, I've looked at people that really were angry and upset. Like, what's going on? Why are you so upset? Like, what's going on with you?
Right.
Even though they're pointing out your faults.
But they're acting that way for a reason.
Because they're hurt.
Right.
So the thing is that if you go through life like this, you tend to have a happier life. And that's really what it comes down to. The first word there was I'm happy.
I think too often people take the word motive and they assume that it's always universally a negative.
That's true.
And that's not always the case, right? I mean,
no.
I can have a motive for doing something. That doesn't mean it's bad.
Right.
That doesn't mean that my, you know, but don't get me wrong. There are things that you can do and there are certain motives that are negative and are bad, but that's not always the case. I might have a motive for doing something, and it could be very positive.
Sure.
You know, there might be two reasons why I'm doing this.
Well, honestly, you know, I try to be kind to everyone. Like, I speak to everyone. I say hello. I open doors for people. But you know why I do it, too? It's not only for them, but it actually makes me feel good about, you know? So I would say, if you want to say motive, it makes me feel good. Makes me
feel
better.
Like, if you want to, it's like building a healthy self-image. Part of that is to realize if you just look at your arm, like what would an insurance company pay if someone got their arm cut off?
Not nearly enough.
Right, but I'm just saying to you, like, So if you want to build a healthy self-image and feel good about yourself, and the key word there is feel good, you do these things of kindness, you then start to feel good about yourself.
True.
Can I relate to you a story that almost happens to me every day?
What's that?
You know me, Brian. I don't walk as good as I used to. I use a cane, and I don't get around as fast as I did when I was a little younger. But the fact that people are kind, that when I go to a store and they see me sometimes struggling to get to the door, I mean, you know, they open that door. I'll be sometimes on my little mobility cycle, and they've tried to open the door for me so I could get in there on my mobility cycle. Now, I'll tell you, and the people are my age, older than me. They look like the hippie that I used to be, or the long-haired, gray-haired hippie that I might be considered as.
No.
All right. But the fact of the matter is their kindness flows over them. And I don't know. Maybe it's because I helped some folks when I was their age to get inside a door, whatever. But maybe it's coming back to bless me.
Well, sure. Right.
And I am blessed.
And I want to say this because I just have to say this. You are blessed, Nick. And that's just it. You really are.
Yep.
You're blessed because of all the goodness that you give out. But I have my moments, though, Nick, to be honest with you, where I'm scared sometimes or I'm frightened. And they do come
by
in.
By what?
And then most people, if you talk to them, they won't talk about that. Like, they'll, like if you ask, how you doing? They'll always say, fine. You know, I had a guy that, Tom Hopkins, how to master the art of selling anything to anybody. He said, when someone asks you how you doing, you just say, unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Always say that. But even if you say you're not doing good, it's still unbelievable. But I have my moments where I get frightened, just to be real, as I do, and I'm scared.
I think everyone has that, though.
Yeah, but generally people don't talk about that.
Well, I think some men probably around your age have a stigma that they think they shouldn't talk about how they feel, but that is absolutely untrue. We're all humans.
And what I found out is to get out of that state of mind, though, is to have a gratitude list of things that you're thankful for. So, like, say if I'm getting frightened, like I went in for a CAT scan and I went in for all this stuff, and I was a little frightened at the time. You know, when you go into the doctor's office and you're getting your results back, whatever it might be, and it could just be anything else, too.
Why are you thinking negative?
It's just part of who I am sometimes. That's just reality, and that's being truthful. Mm. So what I found out is that if I have a gratitude list, it changes my attitude. So I'm thankful for my daughter. I'm thankful that I'm alive today. I'm thankful that I have a radio show. I'm thankful that I have friends, and I'm thankful, you know, that I have food. I'm thankful I have a place to live. So if I start focusing on what I'm thankful for or gratitude, that changes my thoughts. It uplifts me. And also, too, is I can listen to tapes. Like, I like Joel Osteen. But it's whatever who you like. If you're in a negative state of mind and you're not
receiving,
then you can listen to uplifting messages. And
are you?
Yeah, I am. But people, you ever wonder, like, you know, of a friend that maybe committed suicide, right? That's how that's taking it to, they're hopeless, right? And really what you got to do is give them hope. And maybe someone out there is listening right now that's contemplating it. I've had people call me because of who I am and that we're considering it. I have had several people over the years call me, and I've been able to stop what I'm doing, go to their house or talk to them on the phone. And it's a matter of just giving someone hope. And that's where I've been at. So, like, life is what you make of it, and the more good you put out there, the more good comes back. But know that if you're going through some tough times, this is my message to you, is that this too shall pass.
Absolutely.
This too shall pass. You've gotten through it before in the past. You'll get through it again. And then what you think is a valley actually makes you stronger.
That's true.
Because now when something really bad comes, because of this, it toughens you up. So now this valley that you thought was unbelievably a valley, now, down the road, you know, something worse comes by, you're strong now because of it.
But, you know, that's what forms us as people. We, when we're going through it, don't understand why it's happening or what's going on with us, and we question it. But once you get past something like that, it creates you to be who you are, which is stronger because you didn't break.
Now, the best prices in town is Noble. So I'm going to do a commercial, and then Chris is going to do a commercial.
Wait, what?
And then whoever wins, we'll have a vote. Whoever wins, we'll have a vote. We'll actually let the doctor out there. We have a...
He's a patient care advocate, actually.
Right. They follow our show. Or, Nick, you want to be the judge, too?
Sure, I'll be with them.
Well, Brian, before I beat you on your own show, I just thought you should know that you are doing something right, because we did get a caller, and we do have another member of the Brian...
Oh.
Fan club.
Did you want to put him on, or you hung up on him?
No, he's gone. He's not feeling well. He's feeling a little under the weather.
Really? So we have two fans.
Yeah. We have three, because Nick is also a member. We have three members. Wow.
Wow.
And if Scott counts, then...
That's okay. He's four?
Then you'll have three.
Or is he three?
No, he's three.
Well, I'd like to say hello out there to Scott on the beach, because I know... we have a couple fans on.
Wait a minute. When he said he was feeling under the weather, I didn't know he was actually laying on the beach under the weather. That's just unacceptable, Scott. That is not cool at all.
Well, Scott is a good fan. I wish you would have put him on. Scott, if you're listening, call back. We'd like to have. What fan number is he?
He's number three.
He's number three. The best prices in town. Noble. It's noble to do Noble. Think of the Renaissance Festival. They have nobles. We give away noble tickets for noble people. The Renaissance Festival. Noble. Think of that. Always remember the name Noble. It is good to be noble. Noble Wholesale Tires, new and used automotive repair. Now that's at 1755 Gulf to Bay. Now you give a call there, folks. 408.
Well, we have another call.
5155. 408-5155. You want to talk to a Southern man, a gentleman? You call Noble. That's it.
You know what I like? I like the name. No Bull.
All right. Now we're going to let Chris go, and we'll see.
Well, hold on. No, now you asked for it, so now you get to talk to your fan member, your third.
Oh, look, and then he left.
Club. Yeah, that's usually what happens. You're not going to be able to say hi to your third member of the Brian Claus fan club, but we will say hi for you. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Scott. How you feeling?
Oh, better. I had pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, being a shut-in's not for me. I'm an outdoor kind of under-the-weather guy. I'm Brian's most loyal fan.
Yes, we were giving away two Renaissance tickets to all of the members of the Brian fan club today.
All right.
So you're a
fan? I love Renaissance Festival.
You now actually are talking to the living legend in person.
Oh, my gosh.
Nick, I'm manic. Mick.
Hey, it's Scott, Brian.
No, but I'm just saying, I got Nick on the line, too.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Scott.
I'm in my manic state, Nick.
Oh, calm down, me boy.
That's it. Do you want to hear? I'm going to let Tammy touch me. Touch me, Tammy.
Oh, my God.
Because she just touched greatness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nick, I'm here. I'm
a legend in his own mind.
That's so true.
Nick, help me. The jerk is coming out.
Calm down, boy.
Calm down. Okay, so now we're going to let Chris do the commercial. You ready, Chris?
Chris is still eating the delicious Frank's pizza in there.
Of the challenge.
Or maybe
I've
the calzone.
I've scared Chris. I've scared him.
We're
both in the industry, and I've always win.
You always win.
So now he's trying to find an excuse not to do
it. Brian, I will do this with a mouthful of food.
I don't know. Chris did really good for the Roman's Pizza one, I got to say. Like, super good.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should say hello out to Roman's Pizza, too.
Yes, we definitely should.
I drove by
the other day. They're in Clearwater on Drew Street. Roman's Pizza.
I drove by the other day, and I almost went in. Because I'm curious. I need to know. I don't know if the copy was written wrong, and I just read exactly how the copy was written, or if they really do, in fact, have garlic knots that are stuffed with meatballs.
They do.
They do.
They really do.
Really?
Yes.
Because after I did it, I read it and I said it, and I'm like, maybe they're just, it was supposed to be meatballs, comma, garlic knots, and they forgot the comma. And I was like, well, I don't know.
He really does, yes.
They have meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots,
which their garlic knots were the best I think I've ever had.
Yummy.
Yeah. Tammy, you're not allowed to talk about it. Remember why?
Why?
Because you ate them all and you didn't leave me
out. Oh, I didn't eat all of them.
Yeah.
Brian ate a lot of them.
No, I think this time it was you.
All right, so you take the challenge. Scott.
Yeah?
My number three fan and Nick,
when's
my number two fan.
When's our fan club meeting?
We're going to have
We're going to meet at the Renaissance Festival. We're all going to go together.
Well, actually, we'll meet at the Marriott because I only...
Oh, my gosh, because he wants the red carpet laid out, guys.
All right, so here you go. Here you go. Ready? Go.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Chris is like, oh, really?
I thought you wanted Scott to do it. All right, I can do it. Noble Wholesale Tires and Automotive Repair. The best prices in town. Free AC check, free inspection. Need your brake work done? $65. Oil change, lube and filter? $25? No, $19.95. That is Noble Wholesale Tires and Automotive Repair. 1755 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, Clearwater. Call now, 727-408-5155.
So anyhow, that was terrible.
Great.
Wow. That was terrible.
So great. You
that was
loved
terrible.
It.
He nailed it in one take.
You loved it.
That was terrible. I tell you what, that was like just had no like structure to it. Didn't have enthusiasm.
Oh my gosh! What a hater.
Believe me, I take no pleasure in humiliating you on your own show.
But anyhow, we're gonna go.
Awesome.
We're still gonna go. I like the Noble Renaissance. Like, hey, Nobles. That's how you can remember the name Noble. I tied the two in. Renaissance tickets were given away. Gotta give me that.
You did good. Okay. You both did good. But Chris did real good.
Okay, so now
in Brian's defense, it's not really fair because I have the luxury of being able to use sound effects during mine.
It doesn't even matter. It was still terrible.
It was very regal.
Anyhow,
I loved it.
So Scott?
Yes.
The one who signs your paycheck?
Is Tammy.
All right. Well, if you're going to give me something, then I should do my producer job. 3 minutes, folks. 3 minutes left in the show.
All right.
That's right. Scott is the producer of the radio show. He really is. And he's not under the weather, but he's at the Marriott. Where are you at?
Yeah, I took the trolley up to the Marriott because my cable wasn't giving me enough throughput where I could watch the show.
Okay. Oh, you're watching it?
Yeah, I'm watching it online.
Oh, wow. Good.
Awesome.
So who won, Scott?
Who won? You're the biggest winner, Brian.
That's it. All right. That's one vote.
Please.
Okay, Nick.
Too biased.
Nick, I love you, Scott. You just got a raise, by the way.
All right.
There's a bonus in your check this week. Okay, Nick?
All right.
Who won?
Well, I don't think I can kiss butt that much. But, Brian, not today, son.
So
we have a tie. Lolo's got to be the
tiebreaker.
2 minutes, folks. 2 minutes.
I don't know if Lola heard them both, though.
Oh.
No, because
I did.
Lola, did you hear
I don't want to be the tiebreaker.
Well, Chris was in control of the volume there. So when are you going to do?
I'm going to go to Rob. Okay, when Rob.
Rob, I'm sorry.
Is Rob here?
Rob is here. Hey, my name is Rob.
Oh
I just came into the studio and I got to tell you, I listened to both of them, and I got to say, hands down, not even close, that I give it to Brian.
Whoa.
Brian is number one. Chris was terrible, actually. So Brian, you're the big winner. Oh, wow. Thanks, Rob. That's really nice of you.
Wow. Now,
the president of the fan club has spoken.
No, I have to be the tiebreaker now because of cheating.
Yeah.
That is disqualification, mister.
What?
Chris wins.
All right. 60 seconds, everybody.
Noble, though, is the guy that is the big winner.
Yeah, go down and see Lawrence, guys. He's extremely honest. He'll give you a great price, great deal. He will help you out with any car problems that you have. And I need to go see him to get 4 new tires, actually.
Good. The Noble is the guy to go to. And then Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 216-6963, free delivery. Frank is the real deal. I mean, you want authentic New York-style pizza pies. Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.
1600 Virginia.
Right. They are the best. And Frank, actually, every show, don't I say who has the most integrity? Who do I say?
Frank. And
Frank.
He does.
And he does. Like, even when he's not sponsoring the show, we say.
All right, guys. Frank's. Bye, Tampa Bay.
Nick, you like to say something?
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Scott.
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
I own nothing. I'm Michael Toscano. At a long news conference at the White House this afternoon, President Trump said he will be issuing